This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
King Charles is in Edinburgh, Scotland this morning, leading the procession of mourners taking Queen Elizabeth's casket through the city to St. Giles Cathedral. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The late Queen's coffin will lie for 24 hours to allow the public to pay their last respects. Charles flew to Scotland after earlier receiving condolences at Parliament and telling lawmakers he would follow his late mother's example of selfless duty.
Which, with God's help and your counsels, I am resolved faithfully to follow.
The government, meanwhile, has announced the nation will observe a minute of silence on Sunday, the evening before the Queen's funeral. The moment of reflection will take place at 1900 hours GMT. People are encouraged to mark the silence at home or at community events. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The head of the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency says he has started consultations with Ukraine and Russia on his call for a nuclear safety zone around the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Both sides appear interested, he says. But there is a sobering warning this morning from the World Health Organization's Director General, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
The Russian Federation's invasion of Ukraine is having a devastating impact on the physical and mental health of Ukraine's people, with consequences that will reverberate for many years to come.
He says there's an increase in COVID cases there. Hospitals could approach capacity soon, he warns. Thousands of nurses in Minnesota are on strike for 3 days over pay and other issues. Fewer than half of Americans say the healthcare system is handled well in this country. That's a new AP poll. This is AP News. Police in New York think three children were drowned by their mother. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
Police say three children have died after being found on a New York City beach. Authorities believe the children were drowned by their mother. A 7-year-old boy, a 4-year-old girl, and a 3-month-old boy were found on Brooklyn's Coney Island Beach shortly after 3 a.m. They were taken to a nearby hospital where all three were pronounced dead. The children's 30-year-old mother was found a short time later and taken into custody. Charges against her are pending. Police plan to release more details at a news conference. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Emmy Awards are tonight. Host Kenan Thompson and the ceremony's producers are promising a feel-good event. But among the best dramas are violently dystopian Squid Game and Succession, about a powerful and cutthroat family. But Emmy producers say the night will be big and festive. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.